This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Today is the first day that people in the state of Washington can walk into a store and legally buy marijuana for recreational use. Washington is the second state to legalize. Coloradans have been able to purchase it legally since January 1st. Marketplace's David Weinberg looked into the differences in how each state regulates a substance that the federal government still generally outlaws.
One major difference is the number of retail outlets. Washington has capped that number at 334. Colorado has no cap. And initially, Colorado did not require lab testing on pot.
Everything that is sold in a retail marijuana store in Washington has been tested.
Brian Smith is a spokesman for the Washington State Liquor Control Board, which drafted Washington's new marijuana laws. Colorado retailers are required to grow nearly all their pot themselves.
In Washington, it's the opposite. You can't do that at all.
Washington retailers have to buy from licensed growers, and it's taxed heavily.
25% for producers to processors, 25% from processors to retailers, and 25% from retailers to consumers.
Revenue projections in both states are, like many residents, high. Washington predicts nearly $600 million over the next 4 years.
What people forget is that the high price of cannabis today reflects illegality.
Mark Kleinman has written several books on drug policy. He says in the long run, legalization will drive pot prices down, along with tax revenue. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.